Okay, what the fuck?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Yeah, you guys know how it's fucking going. How did that fucking shit go down?
It's 19 points there. This is an ass kicking.
That was fucking embarrassing. I swear to God. How did Murray State just fleece us like that? Ja Morant literally just bent us over and said, fuck you guys, we are better. John and they were so much better than us, and it wasn't even funny.
Do you want to just get it all out then? Let it all out.
That's about the moral of the story. Ja Morant having a fucking triple double, just dishing out 15 assists. He almost had as many assists as we had field goals. What the Stop fuck?
It. Just done it.
But if you were like an NBA scout, especially for the Bulls, what did you like when you saw?
I loved everything. He made literally everybody else had so many open shots because Wojo just focused too much on him. Fucking double team him every fucking second he got. He dished out to every open man that he could find. And he made everybody on his team so much better than they really were. And everyone on his team were hitting their shots too.
Oh, what about that solid brick shithouse at their center on Murray State? I don't even know the kid's name.
The guy was a fucking tank. The guy looked like fucking Fat Albert, but he was putting up points because Ja Morant is setting up everything for him.
He just, I don't know, like fucking the guy couldn't hit a free throw, but he was a fucking powerhouse.
Oh my God. Fuck!
Did you guys make the tournament last year?
No.
Oh, you didn't even make it last year. Ow.
No, we missed the tournament last year, and 2 years ago we got fucking bounced by South Carolina, who made the Final Four. I'm rooting for Murray State now. I hope they fucking – I hope they make a run now.
I hope so, too.
Hats off. As bad as Marquette played, Murray State was awesome. Hats off to Murray State. I hope they go far in this tournament because Ja Morant is the real deal.
So, Dan, at what point – I'm sure you recall from last year, me, you, and Jake, we all watched. I'm an Arizona fan. We watched Arizona versus Buffalo, and that was an absolute ass-kicking as well. And I remember, like, just throughout that game being like, you know, they're down by 20, but there's, like, 9 left. Like, they can still pull it off. At what point were you just like, this is over? At what point would you just quit?
Until Ed Morrow missed that dunk.
Say that again?
I had hope for Marquette to win this game until Ed Morrow missed that dunk.
Oh.
Oh, so you lost the over, too? Oh, I'm sorry, Dan.
No, I didn't bet the game. I did. I bet on
my that's when it was over. Okay.
But I lost hope as soon as Admiral missed that dunk because I'm like, all right, there's nothing going for us.
That was like 10 minutes left. There's a lot of time left in the game at that point, like 10 minutes.
At that point when I saw that, there's no chance. There was not a chance we were winning this game.
Another question people have been asking is, do you think Murray State should they have stormed the court, you think?
No.
It was a big upset win.
It was not. We were 3-point favorites.
You know, it was a 12 unranked team. Was Marquette ranked at the end of the year or no?
They didn't. Well, we were ranked of going into Selection Sunday, but I think after if they would have released rankings after Selection Sunday, we probably weren't ranked.
So you think that they should not have stormed the court?
No.
Okay. The people were wondering, so I just had to.
You were wondering. God damn it. I enter sad sap mode, but I'm in like rage mode.
Yeah. So what is
a big loss because that was so embarrassing.
What's your process right now for processing this? Is it so you're angry? Are you gonna be sad in like an hour and then just like,
I don't
cry?
No, it's literally just gonna be straight rage, and I think it's gonna be over after that because usually, like, when I get in sad mode, that means I had some hope. I had some, you know, I had something to lean on. But here, it was just an absolute embarrassment, especially that second half. They just laid down.
Yeah. I mean, on the bright side, it's like the NCAA tournament. Well, like, when it's these first 4 days, it's very hard to be a sad boy because there's just so much. It's just wall-to-wall basketball.
Oh, I know. I've been doing really, really well gambling. That's
there you go.
Going. That's a good win, but
absolutely.
The Marquette loss, it's just like, yeah, it happened. We just got fucking embarrassed.
I mean, at least you got the football season to look forward to.
Yeah, we got opening day next week.
week from today.
I'm sorry for your loss, Dan. We just wanted to call and say we love you. You got people that care about you very much.
I love you guys too, but like that was, I there's nothing else to explain. Ja Morant, he is so good. He is so goddamn good. Even he didn't put up a scoring clinic at all, but he was facilitating so fucking well. He made everybody on his team better.
He was able to control the game in ways other than scoring, which is
the man's a triple double machine. Marcus Howard
getting two fouls in the first half didn't help, but I can't blame anything else besides the fact that Marquette just shit their britches.
I don't know. I knew it was over once Ja Morant just put his nutsacks on one of the Hauser brothers.
Oh, no. He fucking posterized Joey Hauser.
Yeah, once that dunk happened, I knew it was done.
It was – even then, I still had, like, a little bit of hope.
Oh, when you're the fan, you hold on a little too long. It's okay.
I had hope until once I saw Ed Morrow get blocked by the fucking rim. I'm like, all right, this is it. I got to accept my fate here. I still sat there and watched the game with the intention that Marquette can still win this game, but I knew deep down we were not gonna.
Yeah, it's okay, Dan. It seems like you got over the stage of denial, and I don't know what step two is.
It's the stage of denial, didn't it? It's not even denial. Like it's they fucking fleeced us. They fleeced us.
I hate to see it.
That's it.
I told you so, but I told you so.
Sure. Tell me. That's fine. But this Marquette team literally just shit their britches.
It's true.
This wasn't like, Murray State was significantly better. This game they were. Like, they were way better. But throughout the entire season, if you would have had Marquette go out there in January, they would have fucking murdered them. But the way they've been playing, it's
but this is March.
So disappointing. I'm not kidding.
Was that Marcus Howard's last game in a Marquette uniform?
No. He is I mark my words here. Marcus Howard will be playing for Marquette next year.
Really? What makes you say that?
His draft stock towards the end of the year, it had to have dropped.
He could just blame it on his hurt wrist.
Yeah, he could, but even now, if he entered the draft, he's a second-round pick.
Yeah, but it's a weak draft. I can see him going.
Well, Dan, you got to wonder, does he actually just stink? And it's like his draft stock will actually never be higher than it is right now? Like, will it just continually decline?
He doesn't stink. Come on,
the people are wondering. I'm just asking. Stop. I don't think he stinks. Stop. That's just what I heard.
Marcus Howard was the Marcus Howard in the first half was the only bright spot of this entire game for Marquette.
Not even the first half, the first 5 minutes.
First 5 minutes, yeah. Yeah, it's an even better way to put it.
What other picks you got the rest of the day?
I kinda like Nevada, but I don't even know if I'll touch that game.
I got Nevada -3 and they're not playing any defense right now.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm taking Q's -1.5.
Wait, Q's is playing tonight?
Yeah, they're playing tonight. They're the last game tonight.
Okay, they're the last game. All right, yeah, Q's is a lock. Take Q's.
All right, I'm glad you're doing better, Dan.
The Nevada game. What do we got left? Sorry, Pritzy just told me to put in a bet for him. Oh, Nevada's already on. They're losing. So, sorry, Pritzy had me put in a bet for him.
It's okay.
Nevada's already playing. They're losing. So I'm glad I didn't get that bet in yet. Fuck. What else do you guys like? Shit. God damn it. I'm in.
It's okay, Dan.
This is brutal. Like it is, it's like not. I'm not even. It's just embarrassing.
Are you a noodle right now?
What
are you, noodle brain?
No, not noodle.
Okay.
I'm not like I'm just fired.
Just upset.
Yeah, just very upset. Like I was just watching that game, and even at halftime, I was like, all right, we kind of got them. Like I thought they'd be tired out. You know, I thought they were fired off for that first half. They were ready to go. we were able to establish a little bit of scoring inside, and then the second half it was just a fucking shit fest.
Definitely, I would agree. It was a shit fest. All right, Dan.
I mean, what do you guys got? What do you guys have to say about this game?
I know, just speaking for myself, we were cackling like two hyenas. Like, we were cackling like the, what were they? Were they hyenas?
Oh, the Lion King? From the Lion King?
Yeah, like, we were just, we were having a ball.
I don't blame you.
It was a ton of fun.
He's not there. My favorite game of the tournament, easily.
I don't know. Mac, like Matt said, he got it last year when we were all watching Arizona Buffalo. So I think that kind of guarantees Wisconsin.
Right now, just jump in. Me and Pritzy both have Abilene Christian plus 20.
Plus 20. Oh my god.
I literally have to have a good gambling slate like the rest of this March Madness to just put this away.
I feel bad for giving the Northeastern plus 7 pick. They end up losing by like 30.
Yeah, I didn't take that. Prinsky actually took Kansas.
I just forgot to put it in, so I didn't take it.
That was pretty bad.
It was ugly. Nevada needs to play some fucking defense.
Did you just laugh? Oh, that's good.
I know Matt said he's glad you're laughing. You're not too beaten down.
I'm not that beaten down. I'm just furious. Like if like this loss, I'm gonna get over pretty quickly. I bet.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta be fucking pissed about how they came out.
Oh yeah, it was the game. They came out fine. Second half, it was kind of pathetic.
No, But Jake, you've watched Marquette this year.
Oh, I texted you midway through the season. I like Marquette to get a potentially to like the Elite Eight Final Four.
Yeah, I did too. Just fell apart. At that point, I really liked them being a deep run team.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know it's a completely different game in a different, entirely different situation. I think it's just how we deal with grief. Because like when Wisconsin lost to Duke in the national title, I had people over. I don't know if you were there. But
I was there, yeah.
I just said, like, okay, guys, you can stay for as long as you want. I'm going to sleep. And I just went to bed. I couldn't even get mad. I just went upstairs.
Well,
shed a tear.
The Wisconsin game, they could have easily won.
They were up 9 at fucking halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas this game, it was just, all right, John Moran just put his dick in our butts.
Exactly. I told you that. I still don't know the guy's name, but. That all defensive guard on Murray State number 11. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty. He was good offensively, too.
Oh, that's funny.
He was able to shoot the three.
Guy was a stud.
But, like, Ja Morant setting up those buckets, that fucking, that big, the diesel dude, fat guy, he dished out, like, five no-look passes that game, and most of them were on point.
Oh, and fucking, he couldn't hit a free throw though. He was like making transition steals and just like dribbling the ball.
Like
free throws
like the
too
one,
much.
The one bucket that the one posterized dunk that Ja Morant had was that on that no look pass from that fat guy.
Oh, fucking in between the legs too. I'm pretty sure.
It was no look. I don't remember if it was between the legs, but it was a no look pass. And that guy dished out like five of them that game.
Oh, I just find it very funny. I'm sorry, but it was funny.
No, I understand where you guys are
like,
coming from.
I don't even think they are a good shooting team, but they were just wide open.
Wojo just focused. I know, like, going into that game, it made a lot of sense to focus a lot on Morant, but Morant was not driving the lane at all.
I don't know.
Morant
would you rather,
was just facilitating the entire game.
Would you rather lose like that or just Ja Morant goes off for, like, 42 and you just can't hit? You have no answer for him.
Well, it depends on, how Marquette looks. If they look the exact same way, it doesn't really fucking matter to me how they win.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I don't care if Ja Morant goes off for 50. I just want Marquette to put up a fucking fight, and they didn't.
Aw, it's okay, Dan.
That's about the moral of the story, though. Murray State just fleeced us. That's it.
I think – I don't know how much more you want to say, but I think we're done with questions.
Yeah, I don't really have anything more to say. I don't know who Murray State's coach is, but he drew up the right game plan for us. That's it.
Yep. Stop Marcus Howard. Good.
It's not even that. They defended inside very, very well, which is what their weakness was.
Like that fat guy, he just put him in the center of the paint.
Yeah.
And he was cleaning up the boards.
Like that guy played better than Theo John and Ed Morrow.
I liked it. It was fun. It was a good time for all of us.
All not of me. Us. Not, had a good time. Not the fucking pig, you know, the shit that's going on here.
No. Was anything broken?
I actually have a question.
No, nothing was broken because, like, we kind of all just accepted it.
Yeah. I think it was too much of a butt kicking to have things broken. Things break on buzzer beaters, but Matt has a question.
So, Dan, before we put the final shovel of dirt on the Marquette season, can you just tell me and the listeners about your favorite Marquette basketball moment from this season?
Ooh. My favorite moment is probably – it's Sam, I wasn't even – I had to, like, look this up, like, while I was, like, streaming it because I didn't get CBS Sports. It was Sam Hauser's three from – it was, like, way out against Creighton to put it into overtime and then win the game.
Mm, those were good times.
No, yeah.
Jake said they're much simpler times.
Yeah, it doesn't matter now. Fuck that.
Hey, it still means something to you and I. Well, all not right, really I, but it means something to you, you know?
If you want one takeaway from this, assuming what I said was right, that Marcus Howard is staying next year, which I think he is. Like, yeah, I he hasn't given any indication that he is going in the NBA draft.
Uh-huh.
So, build from this, but I fucking – no, I'm not even going to say this because I hate moral victories. I hate saying, oh, you know, we got next year, you know, blah, blah, blah.
He's trying to say moral victory moral victories. Over here.
But if you want, you know, just a tiny bit of light at the end of the tunnel, know that this entire team – this entire starting five is going to be back next year.
Learn from their experiences kind of thing?
Not even that. It's just, they have a little bit of experience, but this team is good.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming, if Marcus Howard just decides to go to the NBA draft and say, fuck this, we're fucked. Like, or like we should just call it quits then.
Just end the program?
It doesn't end the program, but we might not even be 500.
No, but you guys should end the program. Just like let's just call it.
Yeah, let's just call it here after Marcus Howard left. Yeah, that would probably be a good idea. But the Hauser brothers are decent. Theo John's good.
Mm-hmm.
Carr Adams a good defender.
Something to look forward to for next season. A little light as long as Marcus Howard stays. Yeah. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that. But, oh my goodness! They just showed the John Morant dunk on the weight again. Oh, that was dirty.
That was. God, he's so fucking good. I hope he's. If we can't get Zion, I hope we get Ja.
Oh, I'm fine. I am officially fine. Can you take over? I'm officially fine with getting Ja Morant. I obviously want Zion, but if we get Ja, I will not be angry at one bit.
From what I saw today, I would love to see Ja in a fucking Bulls uniform.
I know. I have it saved. I just couldn't find the opportunity to use it, but I just wanted to use a video of Dave Chappelle screaming, "Where is Ja?" But I just want to keep using it, so hopefully he is on the Bulls.
Yeah, but if we can't strike it for Zion in the lottery, maybe get like a second or third pick. If somebody takes RJ out of him, I want Ja over fucking RJ
now. Oh, I would too.
That's it though.
Yeah,
I hope Ja's in a Bulls uniform next year. He was a phenom. He was phenomenal.
He was. It was. Oof, that's a great game for him today, but what are the words said at a funeral? Not an obituary.
Eulogy.
Eulogy. This is a good eulogy for the Marquette season.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I'm going to title this Marquette's funeral. All right, Dan, enjoy the rest of your.
Can we just break out bagpipes, I guess?
Oh, that'll be the outro. Something of bagpipes.
Yeah, that's going to happen. All right, guys. All right. Enjoy. All right. Enjoy the rest of your March Madness because.
No, it got off to a great start.
Well.
I'm 2-0 in the betting world, so
my betting went fine, but
Jakey mid-majors running strong.
Belmont covering 3.
Hell yeah. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. All right. See you later, Dan.
All right. See you, boys.